Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Expressions. And in the studio today, I have the worship arts pastor from Antioch here in Conway, Travis Sellers. And so Travis, welcome to the podcast. Glad that you're here with me today, man.
Well, thank you for the invitation. I think this is such a worthy thing that we're talking about.
It's going to be good. Travis, over the last several months, we've been doing these podcasts with people that we would say are lay people. They don't have a title, or they're not a vocational minister. And we've been talking about how they take Jesus into their workforce and how they think about excellence and different things like that in their areas. But I wanted to talk to you today particularly to give our people a greater understanding of what takes place in order to put together and to execute a worship service, right? Because a lot of people, they may just think that as the worship pastor, you're just thumbing through the hymn book and say, well, we haven't sung that one in a while.
Right.
So let's sing that one.
Yeah.
So let me just start off with this question. The process, when do you begin thinking about Sunday morning worship service? And what does your process kind of look like through the week?
Yeah, it's going to be different from each week to each week, but primarily a week would look like this. I'm going to find out, first of all, is there going to be a certain direction as a church we're going?
Yeah.
Are we going to find a passage of scripture we've maybe been in, and so there's some tying themes from where we've been going forward, or is this a new place we're going? And so as I examined those elements, then I began to look at, we also are very strategic in putting together teams that are going to be leading.
Okay.
And within those teams, that begins to help me to understand what am I working with. So I'm not going to necessarily, there's some elements I'm like, this would be perfect, but that's not the right team to do that. I don't know if that makes much sense, but.
Well, let me ask a question about that. So when you're talking about teams, you're talking about, are you talking about different people that sing together? Or what do you mean by teams?
Primarily, yes.
Okay.
And so in our situation, we have a band, and some are not going to have bands, but we have a band, and then we have vocalists, and we have everybody on rotations and things like that are sometimes 3 months out.
Right, yeah.
So we may land in this place that this is what we need to do, but man, 2 months ago, I wish I would have known because I would have put a different team there.
Yeah.
But, and that has to do with regard to maybe there's a song that's a female-led song.
Yeah.
And I want a certain vocalist to sing because that fits their voice and she's not on the team. And so that might be something that I take into consideration as we move through that. But then the planning then becomes very much from how can I get to the place to when my pastor Jason is about to step up and to preach, that it doesn't feel like we're switching gears.
Yeah.
You know, I want there to feel like there's almost a baton pass.
Yeah, so it's not like, okay, this is over and now this starts.
Exactly. Yeah. Like we're grinding gears to get what we got to get.
Yeah.
And so I'm also, one thing that I think is so important is crafting the in-betweens.
Okay.
So it's not just here's a song and here's a song and here's a prayer and here's a whatever. It's always how are we transitioning?
Mm-hmm.
In a way to where it feels for somebody who's sitting in the church, they're sitting there, they don't feel like, okay, that was weird. And then I would suddenly draw attention. So for instance, we may have somebody doing a welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that tends to be one of those moments where you can get into some waters of like, okay, our momentum is just shot because now all of a sudden we're, you know, 3 minutes into something, some diatribe that you didn't have any idea was going to happen. And so we try to do that. We craft, we understand, and we give point to that. But underneath, my musicians are already preparing for the next song.
Right.
So we're maybe switching keys underneath, and there's a bed of sound happening that's just not there to distract, but to almost feel as that when we go to that next element off of Amen, it's like we're there.
Yeah, yeah. So we've experienced a little bit of that from time to time where it's been like, we'll have a prayer, and it's not a downer prayer, but it's like we're so sinful and you know and all that stuff.
Yes.
And then we go into singing this song that's like on this huge high, and it's like that didn't feel like it went together there. And so,
I'm going to ask you this question because I think that I think this is such an important thing to consider: is our prayers that happen in service are part of our worship.
Yeah,
they're not meant to serve only as a transitional element.
Right.
They're not meant to just feel as an addendum to worship. I feel like they should be part of pulling you from the gates of Thanksgiving all the way to the Holy of Holies.
Yeah.
So, part. So our prayers had ought to be thanksgiving,
right,
and celebratory at the beginning, and acknowledging the holiness of God.
Yeah.
And the,
yeah.
That's where we should be, because I think that's biblical.
Yeah, yeah.
And we, this isn't the place at the front of the service to start, you know, woe is me,
right,
and supplication. And then, but when we get to that last prayer, when we're handing that baton pass, I tend to hold that very carefully.
Okay.
And that's just me.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
necessarily ask anybody just to pray at that moment.
Right.
Because this is a moment where I'm like, okay, Lord, okay, we've done this, and I want you to honor what we did, Lord, and I want you to now feel the freedom to move
right
in this next element.
So we do something similar. We follow kind of a liturgy
right.
Of sorts, where we our first prayer is a prayer of adoration. So
right.
it's, God, you are, you are, mm-hmm. you are. And it's and oftentimes I will tell the guy that's praying, this is where my sermon is. This is an attribute of God
right.
that we could really highlight here.
Mm-hmm.
And then our next prayer is one of confession.
Yeah.
So that prayer of adoration is followed by songs that usually fit the mm-hmm. theme, what we've been praying. And then there's a prayer of confession. Mm-hmm. And then there that passing of the baton mm-hmm. to the pulpit is a pastoral prayer where mm-hmm. where one of us, we're praying for our people
yeah.
and their needs and different things like that. And so, yeah, the prayers are such a huge part. Mm-hmm. They're not transition pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not just transition pieces so people can get off the stage and on the stage
right.
or anything like that.
Right.
To go to the bathroom. And that, mm-hmm. oh, that gets me. I'm like, you understand, like, we're talking to
exactly.
God.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, that's very frustrating. All right, so that's the first kind of part of your process. Let me ask you this, and maybe we'll end on this for this podcast, is... In the process,
mm-hmm.
You're thinking about your different teams. What are you thinking in terms of the people that you're ministering to? As you're putting together this worship service, mm-hmm. what are your thoughts regarding the congregation?
Yeah, I feel like as a worship leader, my job is, and I say worship leader in the sense of leading the congregation in music and things like that sense, in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to do my part to bring them to a place where they are, their hearts are open before the Lord and ready for him to be able to do his work.
Yeah.
So I like to sing songs in the front end that do adoration,
mm-hmm.
praise. So that is acknowledging and putting our eyes upon God. And understanding, like, you know, Jesus said, when, you know, as often as you pray, you start this way, and then hallowed be thy name. So
yeah.
I'm going to focus there. But then by the end, I really want to try to balance that with a song or a moment where we have taken a moment to have them even be able to utter prayers, utter things that say to the Lord, Lord, I am now asking you to do something
mm-hmm.
in me.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a delicate balance.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't want to manipulate people and try
right,
to do
sure.
that. So it needs to be felt very, and a lot of times it's in a sense and how I feel God's working in that service.
Yeah. So you're tuned. I mean, you've put together a plan.
Yes.
But you are very sensitive to the Spirit
yeah.
as you're going through in the actual real live event.
Yeah. And we rehearse.
Yeah, sure.
And so we do all the rehearsing, and in that we practice all the elements that we feel are going to happen. But there are times where I'll tell the team, I said, this is a moment, just want y'all to be ready.
Yeah.
I want you to be ready. We may do this.
Right.
Depending on how things go. It's funny because I've got a guy who runs our words on the screen.
Yeah.
And he'll sometimes say, I thought you might be doing this. Because he's so in tune with how I've done that over the time. He's like, I was ready.
Yeah.
I was ready because
yeah.
I felt like you might go there.
Yeah.
And there's been times like, well, I was there because, you know,
that's
I knew
awesome.
You were going. So
yeah.
That just takes, and that tuning of your heart
mm-hmm.
is, I would tell any worship leader out there, if you're responsible for that, and you may be like, well, I was never, you know, trained for this. It's going to come out of an outflow of your relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And it never needs to be done from a place of trying to figure it out at that moment.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's so good. That's
mm-hmm.
so good. Thank you, Travis.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we'll be back next Monday with Travis Sellers talking more about this whole truth, goodness, and beauty and how it finds expression within the corporate worship service. So we'll see you again next Monday.